Hi, Paul Sackis. Good news broadcast. This is a very important interview. There's no question that COVID-19 has caused financial challenges. I would even say stress and hardships. A new survey reveals how much the pandemic has impacted American financial resilience. The results may surprise you. And we're going to learn some tips and about your own financial outlook and future and long term. I don't usually read the beginning of these things, but the point is that this is serious stuff. And we're talking to Shelly Ann Iwika, Director of Financial Planning Strategy at TIAA. Hi, Shelly Ann. Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning.
Our financial life is our life. I'd say bottom line. It is food on the table. It's a roof over your head, if you're so fortunate. And this is quite serious. So you did a survey, and I will say straight up that I am with TIAA from my public television background with PBS, Channel 13. And you are a great company, and you're also a socially corporate responsible company, too. So thank you very much for doing this interview. You didn't know that. But in any case, I'll say that because financial, they want you to always say everything, right? Keep it upfront. And you're a professional in this way, and you lead a real team. So tell us about the survey and help us during this most difficult time.
Well, what we found is that Americans' financial stability has been quite shaken during this past 9 months. In the survey, what we did is we looked at a cross-section of Americans who make at least $40,000 per year, and the majority of these people had some kind of financial stress, like you mentioned, during the pandemic. We're talking about solidly middle-class Americans who are struggling, and we found that 80% say that the pandemic has changed their views about what's important in life as it relates to their finances. And most of them want to save more. They view their emergency funds as more important than ever. And they place more value on being financially resilient. We do have some good news. And that is that more households now have an emergency fund. We saw an increase from 69% prior to the pandemic to 77% now. And these are just some of the key findings from the financial resiliency survey.
So even during this difficult time, and not everybody's working, and not everybody's getting even paid what they used to be getting paid, people are saying they're gonna put a dollar away somewhere that they are doing it.
And what we've come up with is, you know, we want people to focus on four main ways for them to achieve financial stability now in the short term and also in the long term.
Okay.
And so what you talked about is pulling a dollar away. Well, first, increase your retirement savings, because we know that over a long term, even a very small contribution can really add up. So we don't want people to get discouraged if they can only put a little bit aside, right? And then second, it's very important to have a source of guaranteed lifetime income in retirement. And what that means is that you have that source of income that's not going to run out as you age. Third, again, build that emergency fund. The fact of life, we know it, that unexpected expenses can and they will pop up. So if you have that emergency fund, you won't need to pay for that unplanned expense with a credit card, or worse, a payday loan. And then fourth, pay down the debt. Now, I realize it can be overwhelming, but start with the loan with the highest interest rate. And then if you really need help, get help from a credit counselor. Because as we look ahead into the new year, these four steps are really going to help people work towards better financial resilience.
And I'm a definite proponent for working with somebody that knows what they're doing. Because you might know what you're doing in selling something, selling clothes, and you might know what you're doing in whatever profession you have, teacher. But a financial planner usually, first of all, doesn't, they usually make their money through, you know, the placements. It's not necessarily from you. It's just taking wisdom on someone that's like knows that subject matter. And I'll have to say, thank God that I was with a company that also matched money. And that, I think, I just want to throw that out there, that if somebody is matching any kind of a investment that you're making in a company, you're foolish not to take that. Would you agree with that one, Shelley, Ken?
I agree that if your employer is putting in a money from what you call the match, they're helping you contribute or save towards your retirement. You put money in the match that you put in, or if your employer can make contributions, that is great money. It's we like to call it free money, but the point is that if your employer is helping you put save towards your retirement, you absolutely have to take advantage of that and contribute so that you don't miss on that match. That's such a great point that you're talking about right now.
How about, you know, I don't understand how it's happened, but it's happened. I think they call it over 30,000 in the stock market. I don't know how it happened. You got a pandemic and you got a stock market that's off the charts. And you know, like TIAA is a perfect scenario to think in this regard, because you make decisions on whether people, you know, take bulk money and they put it into more risky investments, or they put it into more of a secure investment. What's your thinking now with what's going on? Where should people put money if they have some money to put away?
Well, the one point that I want to make and I want people to understand is that, and we found it in the survey, that Americans believe it's important to have that lifetime income in retirement that's not going to run out as they age. And so what I would tell them, for most people, a simple low-cost annuity is a good option. And if they can purchase that through their employer, that's often a great place to start, because what that does is it helps provide that guaranteed income in retirement. Because beyond Social Security and pension plans, if you're lucky enough to have one, only annuities can provide that guaranteed income in retirement. And it's really hard to put a price tag on the peace of mind that comes from knowing your expenses will always be covered in retirement. So that's the one piece of advice that I want to give today.
That's a great piece of advice. And for those young people, I remember somebody coming to me in my 20s and saying, look, if you put away, you know, $1,000 or whatever it was at that time, okay, I think I was only making $11,000 at CBS, and I had a big job there in the 70s. In any case, they said, you know, by the time you're 65, this is going to be $250,000. I said, what are you talking about? It's true, I think. Right. If you start money raising, putting money early on in your life, it does grow. Isn't that true?
Yes. If you are investing and you are saving consistently throughout your lifetime, that absolutely will help you make sure that you have enough income in retirement, and it will grow. And so that's why we tell you first to start with putting money into your retirement savings. Your employer plan, like you mentioned, if you're fortunate enough, it gives you that match. But even if it doesn't, we encourage you to start there with saving for your future by building that retirement savings. And like I mentioned, and you did, you talked about a dollar, just as much as you can. But even if it's just a small amount, just start contributing, and it makes it easier for you too, because it normally comes out of your paycheck.
And I'm going to say Shelley Ann knows her stuff. I mean, she's very, very, you've worked very, very hard. You're out there with organizations, with multicultural communities, and still going to school, Masters of Taxation now. So it's important to find a good person that does this kind of work as well. What's the website for TIAA? Or is that where you want to send people to learn more about the survey?
That's exactly where I want to send people. And that website is TIAA.org, TIAA.org. You can go there and you'll learn a whole lot more information.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you very much, and there are a lot of good news going on here. Thank you, Shelly Ann. Appreciate your
time. Have an awesome day. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.